The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. Your time, your money. Money FM 89.3.
Time now for the bigger picture here on Money FM 89.3. How will markets trade today? Well, let's get the bigger picture from Daryl Liu, head of portfolio management at Rail Singapore. Daryl, good Friday morning to you. How are you doing so far?
Good morning.
Let's start off with the Jackson Hole Symposium with Fed Chief Jerome Powell. He'll be making a speech tonight about 10 p.m. Could you walk us through how much of a tight rope he's going to be walking in meeting market expectations, especially after the latest FOMC minutes show a lot of divided opinion? Daryl, what can we expect out of this meeting?
Yeah, I think that's the issue now. It appears that there's basically dissension within the ranks, not a lot of agreement in terms of what the Fed should be doing moving forward. I think if you look at the market expectations, market is pricing in something like 4 more rate cuts in the next 12 months, mm-hmm. So effectively another 1% cut, which is quite significant. But there are obviously disagreements. I think yesterday there were Governor George from the Kansas Fed came out to say that she basically is not really for any more rate cuts. And that's basically two of them which have spoken out recently against rate cuts. So I think it'll be quite interesting to follow what Chairman Powell has to say tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for Chairman Powell because he's going to be finding it very hard not to rock markets with his comments tonight, yeah?
Yeah, which is, I think, one of the reasons why his press conference after the last Fed meeting was kind of a bit ambiguous, right? He basically said that it was not really the start of a rate cut cycle, you know, it's kind of like a preemptive move, which kind of sent mixed signals to the market, and I think it's probably going to be the same here again. I think the fact that you have dissension suggests that you probably won't get a 50 basis point rate cut next month, but possibly a 25 rate cut is probably on the table.
Hi, morning, Daryl. Jaden here.
Hi, Jaden.
So overnight, we have leaders from the EU talking about reopening negotiations with Brexit. So we have the French president and the German chancellor talking about it, showing signs of willing to actually restart Brexit negotiation again. So what do you think about it, and how optimistic are you that the EU and the UK are able to reach a deal before the 31st October deadline?
Yeah, this is the ongoing Brexit story, right? It's hard to formulate a real view on what exactly is going to happen there. But I would say that under Prime Minister Johnson, it looks like we might actually be able to push, he might be able to push the EU to actually make some compromises. Because I think before that, under Prime Minister May, she was probably a bit, sorry to use this word, but maybe too wishy-washy. And so she wasn't really strong enough to give that impression that she was prepared to go ahead with a no-deal Brexit. But under Johnson, I think he seems to have that potential credibility to actually push the UK towards a no-deal Brexit, which might then actually push the EU to make some compromises. You know, so we could actually come up with some form of deal. But again, it's still a quite difficult task. I wouldn't want to put a probability on that. But yeah, at least under Johnson, I think there might be a better chance to get a deal done.
We're speaking with Daryl Liu, head portfolio management at Rail Singapore. Daryl, let's talk about the pressure on emerging markets in Asia. We had a surprise rate cut by Indonesia of 25 basis points. This happened yesterday. So it seems that more central banks are worried about growth prospects. Daryl, how concerned should we be about the global economy? Is this talk about recession real?
Yeah, I think that there are definitely signs that the global economy is slowing. But I think we've got to look at all these rate cuts by the Asian central banks in some context. Because, yes, no doubt Bank of Indonesia did take the market by a bit of a surprise. However, I think the market was already expecting that they would be cutting rates. It's just the timing that was a bit of a surprise. And I think that comes off the back of other central banks in the region, like Korea, like India, for example, in recent weeks that have cut rates. And that's actually given the Indonesian central bank some room to actually maneuver. And the fact that the US dollar hasn't really been strengthening all that much also gives central banks room to actually cut rates. So I won't be overly concerned because, and again, the tone out from the press conference yesterday was that this was a preemptive move. Growth in Indonesia has slowed down a bit, but it's still expected to come in like something like the 5.2% region, which is still decent. So I don't think we are looking at a recession coming out from there, but things are slowing globally.
So things slowing globally is something to watch out for.
Yeah, so another question closer to home. What do you think is happening in Hong Kong will affect the market? Right, today there's news that accountants will be protesting over the weekend. So given that the protest has been going on for months, we have been seeing tension usually escalating over the weekend. So how concerned should we be about the Hong Kong situation right now?
Well, I mean, the Hong Kong situation, I mean, to me, the worst case scenario would be if things turn increasingly more violent and Beijing is forced to push in the PLA or the army. So that, to me, is the worst case scenario, because the repercussions are quite serious, because you're going to have probably international condemnation of these moves. But I think as long as the protests are peaceful, that I think the impact to the broader global economy and markets should be limited to a certain extent. I think that right now, the sectors which have been hit are mostly the domestic Hong Kong tourist-related names that have suffered the main brunt. There hasn't really been a real impact on the broader market. But as I said, the worst-case scenario is that if the PLA comes in, then that would be a big shock to the system, I think. So as long as that doesn't happen, I think the spillover effect should be limited to a certain extent.
Daryl, final question for you. What markets are you bullish on right now, and what are the ones you're avoiding?
Well, it's tough to be really bullish in this kind of marketplace, you know. we are actually overweight cash. Okay. So I think in this kind of environment where the macro risks are prevalent, you know, US-China trade issues, things happening in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. global economy slowing, we really don't see the real value of really going too bullish. So we are holding our dry powder, holding more cash, underweight equities, underweight bonds, waiting for a better time to actually go back into the marketplace. Because in our view, equities are still expensive. Bonds also expensive. Probably the best time right now is to just hold a bit of cash, wait for things to settle down a bit before deploying.
Wait for things to settle a bit. Daryl Liu, Head of Portfolio Management, Real Singapore, on the line with us for The Bigger Picture. Daryl, thanks a lot and have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.